And now, welcome to Chai with Manju, with your host, Dr. Manju Shen.
The word Kathak is derived from a Sanskrit word which means a story. And a Kathakar means a storyteller. Perhaps there is no better storyteller in Kathak than our guest today, Pandit Chitresh Das. In 1979, he established Chandam School of Dance and Chitresh Das Dance Company in California. He is also closely associated with Chandika School of Dance in Boston, which is run by Gretchen Hayden. So let's meet him today and find out the life and story behind Pandit Chitresh Das.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm going to ask you something about your childhood.
Yes.
You went to Don Bosco
School. Yes, yes, yes.
Right in my neighborhood.
Yes.
I'm from National Medical College in Kolkata.
Yes.
And you were a captain of football,
hockey,
cricket. And
hockey. Yes.
And then, of course, your parents were wonderful dancers,
yes,
and dance teachers. So these are two contrasting worlds.
Of course it was.
So how did you adjust and what made you choose the pathway of Kathak?
Pathway to Kathak was chosen by my mom. My mom wanted me to be a dancer from my childhood. Her dream was that I study with Jayakumariji,
right,
which I did not do it. Then my mother chose my Guruji.
Right.
And my Guruji came from Rajasthan, though he studied with Achan Maharaji and Shamu Maharaji.
Mm-hmm.
So my Guruji had a lots of Lucknow school of Kathak instilled in me. And then because he's from Jaipur, so he had some Jaipur influences on me. And so I had both the gharanas. But my mother's desire, but I went to Don Bosco School, I was a senior captain. I used to get, you know, in a monsoon, I used to get, you know, I was a bully. So I used to get, I would you kick each other in the mud and the water,
right,
and you have a fun in Calcutta, it was a monsoon, you know. Borsha. So my friends, you know, my anti, you know, they would also take chances and hit me. So the soccer is easy, you know, you get hit on the shins.
Uh-huh.
And then I cannot dance, I cannot. So my Guruji said, used to call my mom Mrs. Das. Mrs. Das, isko football chodiye. Nahi chodega to iska naach sikhna hum nahi sikhayenge. Bas, my mother went straight to Father Rector. In those days, we had all British and Irish brothers in those days. So Father Rector loved me because I used to dance. So they loved my dancing. So he was not happy about it, but he said, Chitresh, you cannot, you know. But I still danced.
Going back to what you said about Ardhanarishwar, and you have a good combination of football captain and Kathak.
Yes.
In medicine, of course, we know that every man and woman has all three hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone.
Wow.
And
yes,
you seem to have a balance of everything. So how do you explain that in your dance, and how does it inspire you?
Yeah, what is scientifically what you just said, we dancers, we do not know that. So ones who have studied medicine, that's one who educated,
right,
the, you know.
Right.
So what you, that is what we are, I'm experimenting. I was always curious because the dance wouldn't, you know, in the Indian society, dance would not, dance is always the lowest in the totem pole in the all of the world, except few countries. So I wanted to always say, why is people, we are doing this kind of tayari, like kari, speed and power. I know soccer, I used to play soccer. I know what it takes, but people still don't get it. People don't, because there is nobody to, that is, we don't have a reference point in India, and then there is nobody saying it. So now that's why I'm doing Kathak. Yoga came to me, and it as a blessing, so that when you're singing, dancing, and doing, your mind is happening. So we are now connecting scientists, sports scientists, now doctors like you coming forward and saying, this is what you're doing. How nice it is that it was already there through the practices of male and female abhinaya, that you're a Lord Shiva, you're a Parvati, you're a Lord Krishna, and you're Radha at the same time. How a macho man can portray that to become very soft? So I have to learn to look at women in a totally different way, and so many ways. What is the woman from the childhood to the grown-up old grandmother, great-grandmother? So I have to learn.
Yes. Yes. I was very honored really to watch one of your classes today. And I have to say, even as a physician, I was amazed to see the level of aerobic training, then the strength training.
Yes, yes.
And just the sheer discipline.
Yes.
That is it. It was just mind-boggling for me. And I heard that your level of endurance is well known, and actually there are some scientists who are doing a study on you.
In right? Mumbai, Heal, right. Heal Institution. Yeah, they are you know famous tennis players, Vibhuti, mm-hmm. and in India. Today, uh-huh. they work with them.
Right.
And they are these young Indian scientists are from South Africa. So they have done the Olympics also and this mm-hmm. and that. And so they are now, they got curious. They came in Mumbai one day and watched me, and then that's all. And the guys who were doing it was a medical doctor also.
Right, right.
And I thought he was not a doctor. He's one of those. And he said, yeah, okay, you know, what do you do? So I'm a doctor. I said, oh. Then I said, please forgive me.
Mechanism.
Yeah. And I said, please forgive me. I treated you like this. And he said, no, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. Now, for a Bengali, I heard your diet is very little. You don't eat that much. And you don't eat after 6 o'clock. So I try not to.
Yeah, it never happens right. always. You know, it's not possible.
Right. So, tell us about your diet, because I think
normally,
in this American world, diet is a big thing for us.
Well, even in India, you know, I didn't like that. Even when I'm going to India, it's hard to, in India, you know, you like to eat, you know, so many things, you know.
Especially in Bengal.
Even in Mumbai. Anyway, nowadays everywhere, it's nice everywhere. But yes, if you are a Bengali,
right.
of course, there is so much variety.
Right.
Morning is an afternoon, I'll have chai, and I have a whole wheat walnut. Whole wheat walnut, or
okay.
yeah,
that's
a
right.
toaster,
right.
and that's we get it, Berkeley bowl, not in Whole Foods.
Mm.
Sometimes you get it.
Okay.
In Boston, I could not get those bread. They don't have a whole wheat
you're
croissant.
People,
I know.
You're gonna be on a label very
yes,
quickly.
So
especially for the vitamins. Huh?
Yes. So then I won't have anything else, and then
wow.
nuts, almonds,
mm.
and walnuts. Like
three
at least
nuts.
Six, seven, eight, and six, seven while I'm,
wow.
yeah. And then after the practice, that vitamin drink, banana.
Okay.
Yeah. And every diet in the evening, if I be, but no meat, no bread, no rice, but that can be helped once in a while. If in Indian food, so if I'm eating, you know, but salads, you know, yuppy,
no,
very yuppy. No sweets,
not
practically, not nearly. But in the broccoli, steamed broccoli,
yes.
it's very good for me. But just, I don't know. It's just
I think you formulated
that.
What works for you the
yes.
best, right?
Yes, yes. That is the right assumption.
Okay.
What works for me, that
okay.
may not work for someone
and,
else.
So you came to USA in 1979 in Maryland.
No, 70.
70?
74th September.
Okay.
I landed in Dallas, Washington, D.C.
Okay.
How do you pronounce Dallas, D.U.,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Washington, D.C. with $8, like all D.C.'s. Tabla bag and a gungu bag
right.
and a job in the University of Maryland.
Wow.
Yes, that's how I came. And Whitney Fellow Foundation grant.
Yes.
Yes.
And of course, over the years, you've founded Chandam School of Dance.
No, first I finished that and then I called Ali Akbar Khan Saab.
Yes, I remember.
To start, Ali Akbar Khan Saab gave me a footing in California.
Yes.
Three times I called him in
right.
those days. And three
no.
times he answered and he said, come,
yes.
let me see what I can right. do for you. He was very kind.
Yes.
And he started me off. At that time when I went there, then I saw Zakir.
Yes.
I saw, George Rockert, who's teaching
right,
in MIT now,
right.
in
Mithas,
Indian classical, Gretchen,
Mithas.
George studied Mithas. George was very young at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where George met Gretchen, getting him to study, you know, dance with me.
Right.
And that's what
so
happened.
So many stories.
Oh, there's a lot of stories. In those, all blondes and brunettes, and Ali Akbar College of Music. All but not necessarily George was not. George was disciplined. He was disciplined.
Do you
in the
find
past.
There's a difference in teaching between India
yes.
and the United States?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now I will. Okay. The one Indians who come from the classical background
right.
or they are culturally
mm-hmm.
aware, they behave differently.
Right.
But the Americans, they have no idea. So when you have to teach them, you have to go way deep into history, philosophy and everything.
Yes.
Now I find the Indians, they don't, we have to teach history philosophy. They don't have it. Yeah, they do puja, but why are you doing puja? Why are you touching the feet?
The rationale.
There's nothing there. Only the family, if the family is very strict and all that. But then over strict, they get over strict. You can't be with the modern young children like that. So you have to give them the reasons. Look, this is. So I have to learn how to teach every 10 years or every 5 years. I have to change. Even with the blondes and the brunettes. And out of that came Gretchen. Out of all this, Gretchen is a white. I mean, to be exactly. White, you know, I'm not in a, you know, that way.
Yes,
that
I know what
you mean. Non-Indian. Absolutely. Non-Indian. Let's put it in. Right. Non-Indian.
Right.
Established Kathak in Boston. Where are the Indians?
It's an institution.
Yeah, and now so many Indians are studying. Mm-hmm. Now I have all the Indian students here in LA, in Mumbai.
You have all the students who have love for India.
Yes.
Krishna.
Yes.
I think that is what class.
Very much so. Absolutely.
And I heard that your wife, Celine, speaks Bengali.
Yes, and reads.
And you have reads, and you yes. have two daughters.
Yes.
Shivranjani.
The Divine Grace of God. Yes.
And you told us your some of your wife's biggest strengths. So why don't you share with our viewers also what's her biggest strength?
Her biggest strength is to stand for something very, very meaningful. And the biggest strength also to bring Indian classical tradition and to the diaspora, to the legacy, not only to the diaspora, even to the Indian children. What can you give? What can you give? So she's trying to, she's now in the board of Dance USA to promote the ethnic dance.
That's
somebody who has background that. So she says that the symphony and the ballet gets the money and the support. Why can the Indian classical?
Yes.
So this is her biggest strength to bring Indian classical dance. And so now she has been connected with a Hewlett Foundation.
A big supporter of women. And you've talked about women and the power and the Shakti. Tell us in one word, how would you define woman as a mother?
Well, I feel that even as a grown-up man, you know, when my mother is to see my concerts and come and warm my boots, or in the afternoon I'm so tired, or if I'm coming, I would go straight to her coal, you know, coal we say in Bengali, yes. Say, in her, and just right there put my hand. That is where I came from.
Right.
I think it's the ultimate protection.
Yes. That is amazing.
There is nothing more than an ultimate protection than a mother. Mm-hmm. The mother is like a first guru,
yes.
Father second, you the third guru. Mother is also unconditional love. So where can you go beyond that? Yeah. It's ultimate.
How about protection. A daughter?
A daughter is patience, teaches you patience,
true.
Love,
true.
And total tyag also, total giving, and very protective,
yes.
Extremely protective.
So how would you define wife?
Wife in the Indian man is one thing. You know, we are, our bringing is very different. I have to learn, relearn what wife is,
right.
What woman is.
That is so true.
It's not so easy. Mm. Because you is their mother's race, right. Wife's race, right. Sister's race, mm-hmm. Daughter's race, girlfriend's race, mm-hmm. Sometimes a macho and, you know, trying to look down and the arrogance of the women to also in modern day to attack. So this doesn't go anywhere.
Yes.
Women, you said women's, right?
Yes, yes. As a wife.
And as a wife, it's a very, very it's you have to have a partnership. This is upbringing also, a man's upbringing.
Yes.
I have to relearn what wife is.
I think this is something that most Indian American men especially go through here because women are all working here and the lifestyle is
working
so
women,
different.
Yes. And so, they are changing. Because in India, you can have somebody to work for you, this and that.
And here
even
now, it's
changing.
Yes, it's but changing in the cities.
Yes, we men have to understand what mother is.
Yeah.
And
women
what
are
going to
love you in this town now.
I'm sorry?
I said, women are going to love this answer.
It depends on if they know my background.
Yes. Okay.
Because I'm not a very always like this. I'm learning.
With time.
I went through a very volatile to very this and... That my dance is also like that.
Yeah.
My life is also like that. And I was not like that. I was a very ordinary, you know, ordinary male thinking.
But life teaches you all that you want to learn, right?
Yes.
If you're willing to learn, it's all here.
And I learned. I have made mistakes. I have done things like that in my life. I have not been... I always said, I'm pointing fingers, or three fingers are pointing towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And three times, I have to learn more than you.
And I was very impressed to read about another aspect of your life. I know you're a great believer in Seva and Tyag, but you've been teaching Kathak to children of women who are
working underprivileged.
And I would say more in the Kalighat area and the red light area.
That was rough.
So, you know, I think dance form
is
so important because it's discipline. What brought about that?
I have to understand that my life, my Guruji came from the 12 quarters of Bow Bazaar, you know, in Central Avenue, that building, which is now is that the underground train, that was Badi Anwari Bai's house. She's lived upstairs. I used to go there behind all the quota. So that is gone. So I grew up with my Don Bosco school, summer and winter vacation. I would stay with my Guruji, 6 Madden Street. My father brought him out. So I would go in a rickshaw to the 12 quarter. And I would go into the quota on different levels of the 12s. So I grew up with them. So that was a different world. The red light district came that I was watching a TV and I saw Thailand. And the little children, both boys and girls, how they were trafficked and how people are doing it, how lots of rich male from the Western world going and choosing a woman so that they can have a baby with her. And then it was horrific. If one girl I can take out, I will be so fortunate.
You've done such amazing work with, you've established dance schools, you work with Jason Samuels, you worked in Bollywood.
Yes.
So what is next for you? What is something that you still really want to do?
I've not worked with the Bollywood.
But that means it's coming.
Let's see. I want to go to the Bollywood and say, "Wait, what you're doing is great. I also like certain Bollywood. I also practice.
Yeah,
but when I practice with Bollywood dancing, I'm taking my dumbbells and doing all kinds of contact with it. And I want in Bollywood to bring in that this through your, you can within few seconds, you can bring classical art form far more to the people of India.
And nobody can do that better than you. Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Well, I think I would like to try. I would like them giving me an opportunity. So I want to do something with the Bollywood people that they will go into the society and say, look, this is your heritage. Mm-hmm. And
so now I'm going to ask you, this is our most exciting part of the interview. It's called the rapid response.
Yes.
So first thing that comes to your mind, one word, tell me about it. Your favorite hobby.
My favorite hobby right now is see these children grow up faster and gardening. Connecting them, they're connecting with the garden. And flower, nature,
Who's
right
your
now.
Favorite singer?
Oh, well, there are so many favorite singers. I mean, in a Bollywood is one, in a Hollywood is
Tell
the one.
Tell us in your Hollywood, Bollywood.
Bollywood, of course, still Lata Mangeshkar Ji and Mamardhan Fee, but there are many others. In Shonda Sen, in Calcutta, in Bengal, and there are many others, you know.
And your favorite movie, I think I know.
Yes.
What's your favorite movie?
Yes, what is your favorite?
Pather Panchali.
I'm sorry?
Pather Panchali.
Pather Panchali, yes.
Yes.
Because it left a mark. I was so young.
What was your most favorite travel destination?
Between Bonn and Frankfurt on the train ride, next to the Rhine. And not knowing what Germany was.
And you did that twice, right?
The next time I was clever. The first time I did not know, so I did not have a ticket to sit. So I was standing all the way. Next time I got clever. I bought a Lufthansa ticket. You just have to get down in Frankfurt, check your luggage in the train, and you just as if that you're flying. I bought a nice ticket, sat on by that time I learned how to drink whites and beer. So my friends have nice beers watching it. Yes.
Now, what was the best advice that was given to you? I think you said your Guruji gave you something.
Yes, my Guruji was very strong, He was Rajasthani, great Rajasthani man. Sometimes, I call myself a Bengali, Rajput, Californian. I said that in
That's
Canada.
A good combination.
Yes, because I am
Which
a
part of you is your favorite? Bengali?
All three.
Yeah,
because all three has played an important role in my life.
Right.
I'm a Bengali and out and out Bengali. I eat sutki mach, I eat nona ilish, I eat all the kind of food that a lot of Bengalis don't even know how to eat.
I think anybody who's even been touched by Calcutta,
I'm
from Delhi and grew up in Calcutta, becomes a Bengali. At least an honorary Bengali.
That is a lot of things, whether you like it or not.
It grabs you. Grabs you.
And so, but the Bengali, that's the Bengali in me. And then the culture, Swami Vivekananda, Thakur Ramakrishna Paramahamsadev, then Rabindranath, Netaji, and all the great scholars.
Uttam Kumar Suchitra.
Uttam Kumar Suchitra. Of course, we grew up with
the
that.
Romance.
Yes, yes. But then Rajput, because my Guruji is from Rajasthan, highly influenced by the Rajasthani culture. Mm-hmm. Very much Rajasthani culture.
And even the yatra.
Yes, and I love Rajasthan. I like Churmal Dal Bati. And I dance like a very Rajasthani, and that I have to control myself. Californian, I say, not American. California, I say, because that's where my life started. And California has given me opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's why I did California Gold Rush in Kathak. George composed the music, George Rucker. But George also composed Madan Bhasma and Sita Apaharanam, which is classic music. Of course, influenced by Ali Ustad Ahirwa Khansa. But George put it together. It was one of the most classic music even now. So that is why California. And California is, I created in California what you see today, and which is going now in India, and India now back. So I'm going like this, California, Calcutta to California, California to India. And now the
complete created circle. A legend, and I think the legacy will always live on. So what's your last word on chai? Chai with Manju. Can I have a sip with me?
Respect the elders. Follow your tradition. Verify. Go deep into it. Research it meaningfully. Mm-hmm. And pass it to the generation. I like the way there is a saying in Zen. When the time comes, the master, Zen master, puts his shoulder, the disciple step, and go across.
Thank you. Well, it was an honor to have you on Chai with Manju.
It's a great honor.
Thank you so
Manjuji.
Much. Manjuji. Thank you so much.
Namaskar.